Great to be joined by Sarah Britt, Corporate Responsibility for PETA, and always an important topic, what we're wearing and making sure it's cruelty-free and safe, and thinking of the animals. And where are we right now, Sarah, with the leather industry and the environment, and what are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, well, you know, we wouldn't dare wear the skins of our dogs and cats. It really doesn't make any sense to be wearing the skins of other animals, right? They also experience pain and fear and love. Really, every piece of leather means that an animal like a cow who just wanted to live their life ended up suffering and dying. But, I mean, we're here today to say, like, that's not how it has to be. With so many fashionable vegan options that are available today, there is just no acceptable reason, especially in 2025, to be wearing the bits and pieces of someone else's skin.
Yeah, and fabrics, I'm told, made from everything from apples to mushrooms and other plants, coconuts. Technology's really reached to the point where we don't have to look to animals. We have so many other possibilities at our disposal, and the quality of the fabrics is really remarkable.
Yeah, that's such a great point. I mean, there are eco-friendly and animal-free fabrics that are available just about everywhere nowadays. Like, even at your favorite stores that you probably already shop at, like Target or Walmart, Macy's. I mean, if you want gorgeous vegan leathers, they've got them. And brands everywhere are innovating big time. I mean, they are designing clothes, as you kind of mentioned, from plants like soybeans, coconuts that mimic wool, even vegan down puffers that are made with recycled water bottles, right? So these choices not only save animals and the planet, but they look amazing too.
Yep, with Sarah Britt. And Sarah, when we're shopping, are there labels or tags that make things easy for consumers to help educate or help steer us in the right direction? I know when you're at Target or Walmart or stores like that, it's just the volumes and the aisles and the racks of clothing are just immense. How do we make things easier for consumers to pick the right items?
Yeah, it's so easy nowadays. We recommend that people check the label when they're shopping. If it includes the word leather or wool, down, angora, or really indicates in any other way that it contains the skin or feather or bits and pieces of an animal, just leave it on the shelf. Leave it in your cart if you're shopping online. I mean, luckily, there's so many fashionable vegan options available these days. And PETA offers free downloadable shopping guides for vegan clothes and accessories at our website, PETA.org.
So many of us are online shopping. Are there specific social media accounts or online shops where we can go for clothing and accessories? I know that's a big topic as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there are pretty much everywhere nowadays has vegan options. It ranges from, you know, the stores that you might already normally shop at, like Walmart and Target or Nordstrom, Macy's. But we are seeing brands and even designers of all price points that are embracing vegan fashion because it's innovative, it's exciting. Their consumers want it because, you know, these animal-free items align with their values of wanting to protect animals, not wanting to hurt them. They're also more eco-friendly. I mean, the leather industry, listeners may not know that it is extremely destructive to the environment. Leather is skin, and it will rot on whoever is wearing it if it is not processed. And it is that processing that requires not only a massive amount of energy, but also carcinogenic chemicals like formaldehyde and cyanide, which are known to have contaminated freshwater supplies and also killed countless people who work in the leather industry. And so we're really encouraging people to embrace these animal-free, stylish, you know, fashion-forward items instead of these antiquated animal materials.
Sure, and we're not sacrificing anything when it comes to the quality of the items as well. So, Sarah, where can my listeners go for more information? Great topic, and I'm really interested to find out more myself. So where should they go?
PETA.org, it's PETA.org, is the place to go to learn more about how making leather from dead animal skin is not only cruel, but it is completely destroying our planet. So, and it's also chock full of information about eco-friendly, animal-free materials that will undoubtedly make leather obsolete.
Thanks for your time this morning, Sarah, and continued success.
Thank you so much. It was great.